Very much, Madam Chair. Igama lam ndinguBazoya Mthini. Ndisuka kwi-ANC.
My name is Bazola Mthini from the ANC.
I'm not sure.
My name is Bazola Mthini from the ANC.
I'm not sure whether my question will still be appropriate because I can see that Mr. Tebranch is not here. However, I will let you respond. However, ngizozama ke into bandiwubuze mhlambi ke ikhona ke mhlambi umyalezo ushile kuno Mr. Tebranch.
But I'll try to pose my question as much as it will be directed to Mr. Tebranch. Maybe he left some message, maybe somebody can respond.
Ek weet jy my vraag moet sê want toepassing is dit ek sien meneer Tebranch is nie meer hier nie, maar ek sal probeer om my vraag op so 'n wyse te stel dat dit wel van toepassing is op wat meneer Tebranch sê. Dankie.
I just wanted to clarify on the issue that he has mentioned earlier that kukho I issue ye white paper on families in South Africa. And when the statement that the parliament has tend to forget about that white paper in South Africa.
He made mention that there is a white paper about family issues in South Africa, and he made a statement that the parliament seems to have forgot about that white paper.
I balance the mark in favor that a white stripper was familiar since on for the interior in South Africa, en hy het ook genoem dat dit wil voorkom as het die parlement vergeet het van daar in dit skrif.
Umbuzo wam was dat masithi ke ngoku die parlement ayikhange iwulibale lo mthetho okanye loo nto ithetha nge-white paper in families in South Africa. Masithi ke ngoku ayikhange ilibaleke loo nto leyo. Ngeyiphi inzuzo ibizawuyenza loo nto leyo apha communities masithi qala from umuntu ongutata ukuyotho kumuntu ongumama umuntu ongumsebe ongumqeshwa to umuntu oqashileyo ibiza kwenza umahluko ukuba iparlament ibingakhange ulibale lomthetho okanye yawu implementa lomthetho lowo. Enkosi kakhulu.
Let's assume that the parliament did not forget that white paper. And now my question is, which difference or contribution would that white paper make, or parliament may make in implementing that white paper to, for example, to an employee and an employer, or to an individual, or to a motherly parent, or a father parent, if parliament wanted to implement that white paper, what difference would that make?
Kom ons aanvaar dat die parlement nie van daai wetskrif vergeet het nie. My vraag is en watter verskil sal ons insette en ook die werkingstelling van daai wetskrif maak by mense, werkgewers en werknemers en mense en vroue en mans wat getroud is en so voort. Watter verskil sal die werkingstelling van daai wetskrif maak?
Another member?
Good evening, everyone in the afternoon, sorry, everyone in the house. My name is Mwedi Sean Kanzan, also from the ANC. My first question, the thing that I would like to say first, the bill proposed today is very important, and but my concern is this: there are matters which I feel should be addressed more, but here it was presented passing by. So I do not know if maybe on the hard copy that you had to the MPs that it addressed it further on that.
Mna ndingumncedi Sean Kantsana wambuzo ke umalunga nalo mthetho sihlomelo kuthetha ngaye ubaluleke kakhulu kodwa ndibona ngathi kukho imiba phaya kulaa mthetho sihlomelo bekufuneke kuke kwathethwa nzulu banzi ngayo endingaziyo ke noba mhlawumbi kumaxwebhu waselenikezelwe kumalungu noba mhlawumbi kuthetha okanye kungena nzulu nokubanzi kuyo iyenzekile naloo nto phaa kule miqulo ibhaliweyo.
My name is Nathan Kurngazane, ek kom van die ANC. My kommer is dat daar sekere aangeleenthede is wat nie volgens my aangespreek word hier nie, en ek wil net weet of daai aangeleenthede wel vervat word in die harde afskrifte wat aan die parlementslede beskikbaar gestel is. Baie dankie.
Okay, number one on those, the recommendation is basically the elderly care leave that was mentioned here in the House. And according to what Mr. Terreblanche spoke about, the elderly care leave forms part of the family responsibility leave, so which is the 3 days that the people get for the elderly care. So now I think that should be looked deep inside to because, for example, there are families where elders are really sick, terminal, like my grandfather should be sick and I need to be there. And you know how grandparents are, they want their family member to be there in order to be, instead of getting an outside help.
Umnumzana uTheblanche uthethe ke ngolom ngekhefu lokukhathalelwa kwabantu asebekhulile okanye abadala. Uthethe ngeentsuku ezintathu ukuthi ke lo khefu lingena phaa mhlawumbi lingangena phaa kwikhefu lenkathalelo yeentsapho. Mna ngokubona kwam iintsuku ezintathu andaye bazanele na kuba abantu kwimeko apho abantu abadala apho umntu agula khona kakhulu njengotata umkhulu wam osoloko efuna ukumbona umntu ongowosapho phambi koba afumane uncedo komnye umntu ongoyinxalenye yosapho.
My vraag gaan specifiek oor verlof vir versorg van bejaardes. Nou, konvensioneel word dit gedek deur gesin van verantwoordelikheid verlof, maar jy weet hoe die bejaarde mense is, hulle wil graag hê dat die hele tyd mense teenwoordig moet wees om vir hulle te sorg. So ek moet net duidelikheid kry daaroor.
So on that, also the elderly care leave, I wanted to find out if you went files the research on that leave alone, will it be possible for, it also goes to the members of parliament also, will it be possible to look at a case on a unique basis of it? Like for instance, there are people with cancer who will require you as a caregiver to them, as a family member, requires more time to spend with them rather than the 3 days. Speculated. Number two, the apply of adoptive parents leave. We saw here it was a proposal that it should not be given the 4 months, rather 6 months to add on it. So I also wanted to make sure, if going through your research and addressing this issue, was it considered of the age of the child that you adopted? Because in some instances you might adopt a child that is 8 years or older, which really doesn't mean that 3 months in order for you to take time, because maybe this child might attend school, so it's easier for you also to get to work rather than an infant which needs your special care at home.
En dit is ook van toepassing op parlementslede of daar 'n onderskeid getref kan word op spesifieke gevalle, want byvoorbeeld as 'n persoon kanker het, dan is dit nodig dat daardie persoon meer verlengde sorg nodig het in so 'n geval, en dat hy dan in so 'n geval voorsiening gemaak word daarvoor. En dan in die tweede instansie, wat kom dit by die aannemende ouers verlof wat daarvoor gesel is dat dit van 4 na 6 maande verleng word? Nou, wat ek wil voorstel is dat dit afhang van die ouderdom van die kind wat aangeneem word. As die kind byvoorbeeld 8 jaar of ouder is, dan gaat dit byvoorbeeld nie so lang vat vir die kind om aan te pas nie, en dat die mens ook in daardie geval per geval studie doen.
Kule ndawo yenkathalelo yabantu asebesele bekhulile, ndifuna ukuqonda mhlawumbi ayinothi yona ikhefu labantu abadala abafuna inkathalelo liqwalaselwe lodwa na lingadityaniswa nezinye imeko, kuba kukho imeko apho mhlawumbi umntu omdala ogula kakhulu mhlawumbi nezigulo ezifana ne-cancer odinga inkathalelo emandla yomntu ke ongowosapho. Ayino mhlawumbi eli khefu lona liqwalaselwe lodwa lingadityaniswa ke kunye nenye inkathalelo yentsapho. Okwesibini, ndize kule ndawo ke yekhefu leyo adopta ayimbono khefu mhlawumbi kuthethwa nge-4 months ukuya kwi-6 months. Ayifuna ukuthi mhlawumbi into yoba mali bengakanani lelo xesha malixhomekeke kubudala bomntana lowo. Umzekelo, umntu oneminyaka esibhozo osekwiqaqabiso lohamba isikolo akafani nomntana olusana oludinga usoloko enomntu endlini imini yonke, kuba ke umntana oneminyaka esibhozo kwixesha wamakama afeka esikolweni, wena mzali uyakwazi uba mhlawumbi ube unokuphangela ngelo xesha. Lilonke ke ndizama ukuthi into yoba mali bengakanani ixesha likhefu lomntu o-adoptayo alinokugqitywa na ngokuxhomekeke kwiminyaka yomntana na.
And third and last point I wanted to get clarity on. According when it was mentioned here, also in passing, to the labor laws, that a father, in terms of the mother gets a miscarriage, for instance, and then it also falls under the family responsibility leave, if I understood perfectly clear. And then the family, meaning that it's only 3 days that you can go and support your partner in terms of miscarriage. But we all know that's a very painful time for them. It doesn't require 3 days. So have you also, in your presentation and also in your research, have you ever considered to extend the term in those instances as well? Thank you very much.
Dan is daar de derde en laatste punt wat ik wil maken, in het geval bijvoorbeeld van de arbeidswetgeving, en ik praat niet specifiek van in het geval waar een moeder een miskraam gehad heeft, dan resorteert dit ook onder die 3 dagen gezinsverlof. Nou, ik wil graag vragen dat daar, of daar al specifiek bezin is voor die aangeleendheid, want het is een baie traumatische aangeleendheid, het is een baie traumatische affaire wat de vrouw deurgaan, en dit is nodig dat die vrouw dan extra zorg en ondersteuning van haar echtgenoot afkrijgen. Ik ben net weet of daar al aan daar in geval ook specifiek aandacht gegeven is. Dank u.
En jij daar weet ik niet. Ik ben lekker 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 kwalasel en dat is om te hebben. Waar ik allemaal nog ben ik eens reis pakken met zwaar. Aan kwalasel en aan daar. Maar ik hoor je mij ook om te afmaken van een mascarage. Ukufumana imaskarishi ngokomthetho okhoyo ndicinga umntu unikwa iintsuku ezintathu kuphela ungutata ukuyonikezela inkxaso ke kumama lowo mntana. Kodwa mna ngokubona kwam elaa xesha lixesha linzima nelibuhlungu kakhulu kumzalikazi loba makafumane ke imaskarishi. Asinokuqwalasela namhlawumbi into yokuthi elaa xesha likhe landiswe noko, kuba ke umntu ongumama ufumene imaskarishi uyayidinga kakhulu inkxaso yomntu ongutata.
Thank you. Any other person at the back there? I'm coming this side. Any hand that was up on that side?
I don't see such any other hand, but the after officer said, come now with the other candidate.
Hi, correct, sir. I am Kamala Muako, and I greet the chairperson, the members of parliament, as well as the public. My comrade, who Peter Skippers, has already touched on it. So I will leave it at that. Thank you.
The question that I wanted to ask has been touched already by my comrade Peter Skipper. I think I'm covered.
The vraag wat ik wil gesteld is al reeds gedekt door mijn kameraad Peter Skipper. So ik denk ik zal het eerder los.
One from the members wants to say something. Honorable, yes? Honorable Ollis?
Thanks, Chair. I just have 2 quick questions for the 2 presentations that we had, and then I'm done with those. The first one is to Sisonke, Gender Justice and Mosaic. You're on our page 4, the printed version, which is your slide, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Slide 8, where you show the periods of time and so on. You show blocks where you show mothers 6 months and fathers 6 months. I just want to understand, without understanding the explanation behind it, it looks like you could be proposing in total 6 months for each parent simultaneously, which would be 12 months. But I'm sure you have an explanation as to how that would work. I'm just not sure what you're proposing with the diagram. And similarly for Kasatu, you made a lot of points here, but what you didn't say is for parental leave, not the adoption leave one I understand, but the slide on parental leave, you didn't specifically say what you would like to see. Are you arguing for the private members bill exactly as it is? Or have you got a different proposal in terms of months and which party gets the leave and that sort of thing? I'm just not clear what you're arguing for there. It's the same question basically.
Baie dankie, Armand. Voorzitter, ek het net 2 vrae. Die eerste een wat spreekt uit die voorlegging wat gemaakt is. Die eerste is aan Sisonke Gender Justice. Op bladzij 4 skryf jy 8 van die voorlegging wat jy gemaakt het. Dit gaan oor die tydperk. Je geeft daar zo blokken, en die ene is voor de moeder, dat is 6 maanden, die andere is voor de vader, dat is ook 6 maanden, maar je geeft niet een verduidelijking, nee, het lijkt alsof je 6 maanden voorstel voor elk een van de ouders, dus 12 maanden, en dan, wanneer het komt bij Cusatus, basis dezelfde vraag, is ouder verlof, ik heb geen probleem met verlof voor ouders wat kunnen het wel aannemen, nee. Zien, wat wil ik graag in die verband zien, en ondersteun je die privaat lid, weet ontwerp wat voorgedien is, so dit is basis dezelfde vraag, dank u.
Owamobuso ke upakwe kala isi songe justice, ka ujonge ke imi fanekiso wesinika yona ke isi laite ya, ka mde ujongele nje imi fanekiso enge kanga fumane ingatiso, kukangalaga ngati ngukwe diagram ina zopaya, nikebisa inyanga izi ndanda atu kumdo ngumama, inyanga izi ndanda atu kumdo ngutata, uchukutike zinyanga izi lishumele spinisi zonge ngonyaka, kona ke ka mdo fumane ingatiso, ya nifanitina, kabandi ya funa ke ukono kuti ngaba mklambi kanyi iyo na ndoni ikibisa yo yeipi ukuba lelpi na kukwa babazali babini ngupo maka fumane ikashele nga ganani na ndizi ke ukukosa hatu pingalo yake paya ke kwelke ku siteta ngalo bakange ba kwa sukakisa ukuti ba tulisi ikashele ganani kumzali nga amye kwa babazali babini kukongu tata kukongu mama okanye mhlambi ubeza mkuti kwa sato ya mkasa kesi spaka miso size ne lungu le parlamente kwa lo mchetu yilwai jifuna nje ufekuse la kazo nda
any member this side? None? Okay, let's come this side mama emba ko mama is abangwe sisi sikone esinye sikoye up sikone so this is it too. Joining up. I've noted your hands. Madam Chair, Yabulela, Yabulela, Ibil, and Fumana, and Clanze, and Lisbona, Ibaluke, Kakul. Okokala, Nifuna Okobusa in the Gopa. Ndinondana, Lomdana, Umi Chikengoku, Lomdana, Ebmiten of Kakana, Yuinkaso, Lomdana, Uya Amba. Ayobeleka esibhedlela kanankaso utata womntwana kufuneke mnangoku kwimali endifumanayo yesibonelelo sikarhulumente ndithathe le mali ibe ndim ngoku oxhasa lo mntana kwinto yonke khakho kwipale ke ngoku le mali into yoba mna ndizawushiyeka nabanye abantwana bakhe sisitya ntoni apha endlini.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm very thankful about the bill that I just received today. It's very progressive and very significant. I want to cite a case here. I have a child who's a daughter who happened to be pregnant, and this child has no other support rather than the support from myself. And then the time arrived that the child has to deliver. I'm the only one who is there to support the child. There's no support from anywhere else. And I also have to use the support grant that I get from the government to cater for this newly born. And what is there for me to maintain myself and the other kids of this very same child?
Baie dankie, voorzitter. Baie dankie vir die geleentheid. Ek moet sê, ek is baie dankbaar vir die wetsontwerp wat ek vandag in die hande gekry het. En ek wil graag 'n voorbeeld gee van myself. Ek het 'n kind wat swanger is op die oomblik. En ek weet dis die enigste een wat vir die kind sorg, die dogter moet sorg. En sy sal binnenkort moet gaan geboorte gee. En ek sal weer eens die enigste een wees wat vir haar kan sorg in die verband deur gebruik te maak van die ouderdomstoelae wat ek ontvang. En ek wil net weet of daar enige bykomende sorg is wat ek miskien kan kry, want die ouderdomstoelae is die enigste inkomste wat ek het om te sorg vir die kind en ook vir ander kinders.
Uxolo ngokungazazisi, ndingunomveliso kwa-C_M_A ngaka-Ward 42 kwi-BEC Committee. Ndifuna kwakhona ke ngoku ukuthi kukho nale yabantwana aba-abduktiweyo. Abantwana aba-abduktiweyo mhlawumbi umntana umfumene lo mntwana waze wabe nokumkhulisa lo mntana kakuhle ngelishwa nethamsanqa dibane nendlela yedrugs umntana asebekhulile ebefunda abe yingxaki ngoku kulo mzali. Kunyanzeleke ngoku lo mzali ahle esenyuka and then adaphukelwe nayimpilo awuphukelwa yimpilo lo mntana
usatya kwa ezitrasi omnye mhlawumbi uyasela babini kuenda ke ngoku into bomba kunzima kwabantwana kufuneka ke ngoku kubahlale abantwana mababuyiselwe ngokuba ngokugogo abazali babo into ezinjalo ke ngokuzithwane enkosi.
And excuse me for not introducing myself. I'm Nombeliso Spielman. I'm a member of the BEC. There's a case also that you adopt a child and then you bring up the child the way you think is best for the child, but this child happened to mix up with the wrong group and get involved in drugs and get involved in drug abuse. And then you as a parent, you do all that you can to try and find assistance for this child, but the child is getting further on and on in the usage of or in the abuse of drug. And then on the other side, there's also another one who's also get involved in alcohol abuse, who's also adopted. And you as a parent, you try your best to try and find some help for the child to get out of this kind. And then at the end, you end up having no other choice rather than taking the child back to the biological parents. How do I deal with such issues?
Hi, thank you. I'm going to say, I'm from Frisquin, and I'm myself not bekend. I'm going to say, I'm Willis Speelman. I have a voorbeeld genoemd hier van kinders wat aangeneem is. Een mens neem een kind aan, en dan probeer jy as ouer jou best om die kind op die rechte pad te plaas in die leven, maar somtijds raak die kind betrokken by die verkeerde mense, somtijds raak die kind ook betrokken by die gebruik van dwellings, en dit maak nie saak hoe hard jy probeer nie, die kind hou aan om die dwellings te misbruik en te gebruik, en jy kan absoluut niks daarom te doen nie. Daar is ook een tweede geval waar kinders bijvoorbeeld hulle self skuldig maak aan alcoholmisbruik, en jy as ouer probeer jou best om die kind terug te vat in die rechte pad in die leven toe, om die kind te probeer wegkry van alcohol af, maar niks help nie, en dan aan die einde van die dag het die mens geen keuse, jy as ouer wat die kind aangeneem het, as om daar die kind wat jy aangeneem het terug te vat naar die biologische ouer toe. Wat kan gedoen word in so'n verband dan?
Ezinye questions ezinganxulumananga nale nto sinayo ewe nisepalamente nisendaweni erayithi. Sizawuthi xa nizireyisa uba nibaninzi ze ningakhathazeki, siza kumisa sithi mama sikunika umntu uhambe naye okanye tata ahamba ayoyibhala athathe ii-details zakho ayisele question yakho kule ndawo okanye akuxele lapho uzawuncedwa khona. Njengomama loo mama sekhona umntu sekumele uzakuthatha, uzawuhamba nandantu mama akuthathe yonke le nto ubuyithetha yomntana yabantwana, uzawusa kwindawo apho zingancedeka khona ezo questions kwi-department enoncedeka kuzo ezo questions.
Some of the questions that are raised here which are not related to the actual bill that we are dealing with, we will stop you and give you somebody to attend to you. Somebody will take down the concerns or the complaint that you have and your details as well. So don't get disturbed or feel bad if you stop you and refer you to that individual who's going to help you to take down your problems. Like the lady who was just the last speaker, then somebody is going to attend to her to write down her complaints. Yes, you are in parliament, but when we feel that you are not relevant to the bill, we will help you by taking down your problem and refer to where it belongs.
Sommige van die vrae wat gevra word tydens ons bespreking vandag, hou nie noodwendig betrekking met die wetsontwerp wat ons vandag bespreek nie. In so'n geval sal ons julle stop, want ons sal dan vir julle mens beskikbaar stel waar die saak en die besonderhede vir die persone kan gee, sodat daai persone die besonderhede in die saak kan aanstuur na die relevante mense, sodat daai mense vir hulle kan aandag gee. So moet asseblief nie aanstoot neem of voel dat ons nie respekteer nie julle betoon as julle stop wanneer julle vra wat nie noodwendig op hierdie wetsontwerp van toepassing is nie. Ja, ons is in die parlement en jy het die reg om te praat, maar ons moet praat oor die wetsontwerp wat voor ons dien. Baie dankie.
Xa ningaphenduleki, kufuneka nithathe inamba yalo secretary wekomiti so that njengoba sinithumele ngaphandle xa ningancedeki nikwazi ukumbuza uba iphi laa nto sasibhalile sasithethile anibuyi nize kuthi.
If you don't get any response, we will advise you that you should get the number of the community secretary who is next to me, and somebody will be attending to you. You must also have that person to provide you with that number of the community secretary, so that if you don't get the response, you have the right to call him, that is the secretary to the committee, to find out what is happening about what you raised.
En dit nie geen antwoord kry op die navraag nie of die probleem wat jy geopper het nie, dan wil ek voorstel dat jy die nommer van die sekretaris van die komitee vat, sodat indien jy geen antwoord kry nie, dan sal die sekretaris kan skakel en dit onder sy aandag bring dat daar nog geen aandag in die aangeleentheid geskep is nie of gegee is nie, en ook die persoon wat aan die toegewys gaan word wat die besonderhede gaan neerskryf, maak seker dat jy vra dat die persoon vir u die komitee sekretaris op 'n kontak besonderhede gee. Dankie.
Thank you. Welcome back, Mr. Teplanja. Sitting good.
Good afternoon, Chair, honorable members of the Parliament and the House at large. My name is Yolanda Matafeni and I'm from ANC in Ward 42 in Kokoletu.
Nkosihla mhlali ngaphambili ndiyabhotisa kuwe namalungu ekomiti kunye naye wonke umntu ongaphakathi mnandingelisa Thafeni ndisuke egugu lethu kwa-ward
32. My name is Zulando Watapele, ek is van by 42 in Gugu Lethu en ek is van die ANC.
Correcting they, I'm Yolanda, not Yolisa. Firstly, I would like to applaud the three representatives that presented here to us the information that we got. Some of us didn't know about most of the things. Firstly, as for me, I didn't know that there is a paternal leave for fathers. It's the first time that I hear about that. I did hear it from a colleague of mine back then, but it was more like a joke to us. Thank you for that, for clarifying that. And also to Sisonke representatives, what it to me it is new that there is such how can I say this such organization to us, around us, that that helps fathers to figure out, or that helps fathers to know how to interact with the mother that is pregnant and how to help it. It is really new to me. I didn't know that in Google we had that. So I would suggest that you guys have to make means to the community, to let the community know that you exist, because mostly in the average areas, we don't know that there are such organizations. So trying to interact with the community will be nice, so that most fathers will enter to to such organizations.
Thank you. Ek wil net reageer maak. My naam is Yolanda, net nie Zulisa nie. Ek wil in die eerste plek net sê aan reageer ons op van die voorleggings en sê dat ek het voor die kennis gedra van 'n vaderskapverlof wat bestaan. Ek het al gehoor van sommige van my kollegas wat daarvan praat, maar ek sal graag meer inligting daaroor wil kry. En dan in Sisonkwe wil ek spesifiek sê wat hier 'n voorlegging gemaak het oor die inligting wat beskikbaar stel aan vaders en wat hulle kan doen. Ek wil vir hulle vra dat hulle asseblief hulle teenwoordigheid meer oor die algemeen beskikbaar en bekend maak in die gemeenskap, sodat mense weet vir die werk wat hulle doen, sodat mense by hulle kan gaan aanklop indien hulle hulp nodig het. Dankie.
Okokuqala ndifuna ukubulela ababa lamalungu kanye abanumzana benikezele ingxelo apha malunga ke nalo mba kuthethwa ngayo. Mna ke xa sendithithi nyani beningazi nokwazi uba kukukhefu labantu abangootata xa kuyobeleka umntana. Ndakhe ndayiva kudala ngoko ngomnye woxa bam ndayithatha njengomdlalo okanye njengoba uyaqhula, kanti yinyaniso leyo. Ndiyayibulela kuba kukho ke abantu okanye amalungu asekuhlaleni anolwazi ngemicimbi enjengalena negalelo elithe nalenza kwesi siphakamiso sanamhlanje kumbutho ke ufana nesisonke. Mna beningaziwa kukho umbutho onjalo, ndiyaonika inkxaso kubantu abangootata ukuba mabayazi indima yabo ukuxhasa abantu abangomama. Ndicinga kubalulekile kakhulu ukuthi siyaziswe le mibutho injalo phaa ekuhlaleni, ukuthi sengase azaziswe okanye azimakhethe phaa ekuhlaleni, abantu bayazi uba kukho umbutho njena ongaluncedo kakhulu kuluntu lwethu ekuchubeni ootata engqondweni, ukuthi bayazi ukuthi banendima vele bayayidlala ukuxhaseni abantu abangoomama ngexesha lokukhuliswa kwabantwana kokuzalwa komntana.
As well, I would ask a question. I don't know if it's relevant, but I'll ask it anyway. What if, as a father, you are trying to do or trying to apply for that paternity leave, and then the employer just deny it? And then what steps that you can take? Because, as you said, that it is the job of both parents to be present in a child's life. So if your employer said that, no, you can't take a maternity leave, what is it that you're going to do? Are you going to give birth? What steps that are you going must you take from that kind of note?
En dan ook een opvolgvraag. Als een vader wil ik weten, als je aanzoek doet om je vaderschap verlof en je werkgever zegt je, je kan niet op dat verlof gaan, wat er stappen kan je nemen? Wat is jouw inkomen om te verzekeren dat je het wel kan doen? Want zoals wat ik terecht gezegd heb, dit vat 2 hours om een kind groot te maken. Nee, net je nee. Ik wil graag weten, als een vader en die je werkgever niet voor je rijden op wil toestaan, wat kan je in zo'n geval doen?
Umbuzo wam ke ngoku bakhe xa umntu ongutata ke efaka elikhefu loba efuna uyokuxhasa umntu ongumama okanye lokuba kuzozala umntana, mhlawumbi umqeshi angavumi abe sezintlekisa ngayo uba kutheni uzayobeleka ugquba indoda zonke ezo zinto. Xa umntu ongutata engalifumana elikhefu ngapho amanyathelo anowathatha, kuba ke enyanisweni ke ukuzala komntana ke kudinga abazali bobabini, abazali bayadinga ukuxhasana, umntana uyayidinga inkathalelo yabazali bobabini. Ingaba ke ngawapha amanyathelo umzali anowathatha ke ongutata xa the walelwa ukuthatha elo khefu?
Lastly, I would like to say, I would like to put my own step on the proposal of 6 months to maternity leave for women. Because on a serious note, it is difficult. Most women deliver by through operation. So when you are in that position, you really need time to heal. You really need time to even breastfeed with your child, because that is specifically in according to the Department of Health, that is the time that they put for you to breastfeed as a mother. And also, I would like to propose that it aged as well to the fathers as well. Thank you.
En dan die laatste voorstel wat ik voor maat heb, ik wil graag mij stem op een goedkering aan die voorstel dat daar 6 maanden moederschap verlof gegeven wordt. Want hier staat, geen de meeste moedersgeboorte door middel van een keizersnit of operatie. En in zo'n geval is het dan ook nodig dat daar hersteltijdwerk moet wezen en dan ook die borstvoeding tijdwerk. En het Departement van Gezondheid die ons graag dit op, die heeft 6 maanden tijdwerk nodig om ten volle doeltreffend te kunnen wezen. So ek wil graag voorstel dat het 6 maanden moederskap verlof moet wees, en dan wil ek ook graag voorstel dat het ook van toepassing moet wees op die vaders. Dank u.
Kwindaba yexesha umntu ongumama omele unika ikhefu iinyanga ezintandathu, ndifuna ukusenza eso siphakamiso okanye isixhaso eso siphakamiso, kuba ke ungenye ixesha mhlawumbi umntu ke ubeleke ngeoperation udinga ixesha lokuba makabe nexesha lokuba ade aphile. Kwaye ke nakwakomthetho wezempilo, umthetho wezempilo usinika singoomama ixesha elingangeenyanga ezintandathu zokuba umntana makancanciswe. Ndizama ukuthi ke ndiyayixhasa kwiinyanga ezintandathu mayibe lilo ixesha ke lekhefu lokuba umntu ayobeleka, nakootata ke nabo ngokufanayo ibe zizinyanga ezintandathu.
Sorry, Madam Speaker. Also, what I would like to add more to what Cobrick said over there on that side, whereby a mother has miscarriage, then I think it really needs more attention on on both parents, and then 3 days is really not enough. just to put one step on my statement that both parents has to be there for the child, but while the child does not exist, the mother also needs that support of a father in her life. Thank you so much.
Voorzitter, ik wil ook bijvoegen, zoals wat iemand aan de andere kant gezegd, in het geval van een miskraam is 3 dagen erbaar niet genoeg niet. Want de mens heeft ondersteuning nodig om te herstellen van zo'n traumatische aangelegenheid. En beide ouders moeten teenwoordig wees om niet die herstelproces te vergemakkelijken. Dank u.
Ukongeza kwakhona apho ndizeka umbaba kuyaphakaiswa sesinye isithethi sokuba umntu xa thi wafumana umntana imaskareji ukuthi anikwe utata anikwe ikhefu lentsuku ezintathu komakayomxhasa. Ndiyacinga ukuthi noko iintsuku ezintathu azanelanga. Ndicinga ukuthi naleyo ndawo iyadinga uqwalaselwa ukuba umntu ofumene imaskareji nokumntana akasekho, kodwa lixesha linzima kakhulu elo umzali ongumama alidinga ngalo inkxaso yomntu ongutata. Ndicinga ukuthi naleyo into mayiqwalaselwe ukuthi iintsuku ezintathu noko azanelanga.
Masiqale ngosisi apha efront.
Let's start with you there in the front.
Die dame daarvoor.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Faith Makana from Ward 52 Langa Township. Mine really is just to commend Mrs. Darkley for the recommendation or for suggesting that whatever recommendations were there about this issue come to Parliament. Mr. Skeppers has actually touched base on what I was going to say. It's such a pity that on our days when we had to go through the process of giving birth, this law was not, or these recommendations were not there, resulting in us raising kids alone and the fathers being distant, because they couldn't even come close to their kids, as it was perceived that a new mother cannot be seen with the father of the child. I'm happy though that our kids or the next generations will benefit from these recommendations, which obviously will be then maybe put into a law. What I will now do also is to commend the Songhe Gender Justice Organization. What I would advise them, or rather suggest that they do, I would really like you guys to go around doing road shows. There's a lot that you need to do out there. Most men are still ignorant when it comes to these issues. If you were to ask a man to take a leave at work, to come take 10 days to raise a child with you, they can take a day or two, but they will tell you that, look, I have to buy nappies, this child is hit. I cannot sit at home and be a mother like you. So really, this is very important. It's something that our communities have been lacking. It's a new thing. I really welcome it, and I support it all the way. I so wish that it can be passed into law so that then everybody can just benefit from it. Thank you so much.
Ndiyabulela elithuba mna ndingufaith Makana kwaWard 42 egugu lethu.
Ward 52
kwalanga. Mna ke ndifuna uthetha ke ngale ndaba yale mithetho. Ndiyayibulela intoba kathi kukho imithetho enjena ngeliswa nje ngexesha ke lethu lozala kwethu yayingekabikho ke imithetho wamasifumane inkxaso lolu hlobo. Kodwa ke ndiyathemba ukuthi abazali bexesha elizayo bazawuxhamla kule mithetho kuba ixesha lethu bebekade bechasele kakhulu ke abantu abangootata abantwaneni babo. Noba ndandinothi kuye makathathe iintsuku ezimbini soba makazondincedise lo mntana, bezandixela uba lo mntana funeka efumene i-napkins, funeka ethengelwe ukutya, kufuneka ndiphangele uze ndikwazi uzenza zonke ezo zinto. Ndiyayibulela ke le mithetho ngale ndlela yenzeka ngayo, nendlela ndiyibulela kwa ilungu eli lepalamente umama uDudley ngokuthi akwazi ukuzisa isiphakamiso esihle ngolu hlobo phambi kwendlowiso-mthetho yethu. Ndiyaxhasa ngandlela zonke ubheka phambili. ndithemba ukuthi ke abantu ezali bexesha zayo bawuxhamla kakhulu kusonke gender justice. Ndiyawuthuka bakombutho njena, ndizama ukuthi kubo ndiyabakhuthaza mababheke phambili baphume bayelobala. Abantu bayadinga ukuwazi kakhulu ngabo, umninzi umsebenzi wabo baphandle. Basebaninzi ootata abasacinga ukuthi indima yokukhuliswa komntana yoxanduva labazali abangakayazi ukuthi banendima kumele bayayidlala. Enkosi.
Goeiemiddag voorzitter en allemaal wat teenwoordig is. My naam is Faith Makanda van Wijk 52 in Langa. Ek wil net baie graag die volgende kommentaar lewer oor mevrou Dudley's privaat lid wetsontwerp. En ek wil haar baie graag bedank hiervoor, want ek dink dat dit baie belangrik is en baie ondersteuning sal bied vir die ouers van 'n pasgebore kind of aangenome kind. Meneer Skipper het al reeds genoem wat ek wil gesê het. Ek is net jammer daaroor dat hierdie tipe wetgewing nie daar was toe ek geboorte geskenk het nie. Maar juist dat ons kinders nou hierby baat sal vind. In die tyd toe ek geboorte geskenk het, was die paas altyd baie ver weg gewees en hulle het nooit hulle deel gedoen om na die kinders om te sien nie. Ek wil net baie dankie sê vir Sesonke Gender Justice. En ek wil hulle graag vra om hulself meer bekend te stel, padskoue te doen, omdat daar baie mans daar buite is wat nie vertroud is met hul taak om ook na kinders om te sien nie. En ek hoop dat hulle my kommentaar sal volg of my aanbeveling sal volg. Mans het altyd gesien dat dit hulle werk was om die geld te verdien om verskillende dinge te koop om na die kinders te kyk of om die huurgeld te betaal en so voort. Maar baie dankie vir die siening dat mans ook 'n deel moet wees van die kinders en om vir hulle te sorg en sorggewers te wees. Baie dankie vir die wetgewing. Ek dink dit is baie belangrik en dit sal baie goed vir die vroue en die vaders van kinders wees. Dankie.
Siyabulela sisinge contribution kuba kayo question contribution inkosi kakhulu.
We thank you for the contribution, because it was not a question and such, it was a contribution. We are very thankful about that.
Baie dankie vir die bydra. Dit was nie 'n sulke vraag gewees nie, maar 'n baie goeie bydra wat jy gelewer het. Baie dankie.
Lady at the back. Molweni, ndiyabulela chair. Into endizathela mna ndingusandiswa Madiwane, ndisuka kwalangakwa-22. Ndilulutsha ndinomntana ona 5 years, sorry. So lo mntana lona ndiphangela kwaPick n Pay. Iyayivisisa laa nto yabana ufumane umntana ube uphangela ufumane uhlale 4 months. Still laa mali ye-maternity leave incinci for ukuthi ke bafunde ungakhange uphangele ungafundanga into ezinjeya. So andibambazi nyethuba lobana ibe yi-6 months. Ingaske ingathi ingarayithi la 4 months okanye ngehla because la 4 months uhleli ungumzali oyi-1 uphinde uthiwa 2 months siye siphindele emsebenzini ingekapheli la 4 months because of imali esiyifumanayo for uba wondi lomntana utata engekho kulaa nto beyithiswa ngusisi Faith phayana. Ndiye ndiphinde ndinqinele ubhuti phaya uba athi kunganjani ubana kunyuswe eyabazali abadala abangaphilanga eyobana imatric because laa leave yabantu abadala bayenza intlekisi kakhulu amakuti ingathi siyajoka mhlawumbi xa sitha kuphilanga abantu emakhaya abadala. Enkosi.
Good afternoon. I'm Sandiso Matiwane from Ward 52, Langa. I'm a youth and a parent. I have a child and I'm working for Pick n Pay. I was also one of those who did not get this support from the father of my child. I had to take this maternity leave and also have to work at the same time, but I could not to sit for the entire duration of my maternity leave because I had to go and work in order to get money for raising the child as I was a single parent. I'm not in support of the 6 months. I think 6 months is too much. At least 4 I think will do, or even less, because some of the single parents like myself, we can't stay that longer because we need some kind of source of income. And also coming to the issue of the elderly care, I support the speaker who was saying the 3 or the days that are mentioned for the elderly care are very small, are very minimal, because we do have a serious case in parental who parents who don't need our care, who are very sick.
Goeiemiddag aan julle almal, voorsitter. Ek is Sandiso Matiwani van wijk 52. Ek is deel van die jeug, maar ek is ook 'n ouer. Toe ek geboorte geskenk het aan my kind, het ek ook nie enige ondersteuning van die kind se vader gekry nie. Ek het kraamverlof gekry, maar moes teruggegaan het om te gaan werk voordat my kraamverlof oor was, want ek het geld benodig om na my kind en myself om te sien. Ek dink dat 6 maande kraamverlof veel te lank is, want ons as ouers het die inkomste nodig en daarom moet ons vroeger gaan werk. Ek wil ook net aansluit by wat gesê was oor bejaarde sorgverlof, dat 3 dae net te kort is om na die bejaarde se behoeftes om te sien as hulle siek is. Ek dink daar word 'n paar meer dae benodig daarvoor. Baie dankie.
Sikonis my sandla.
Any other
hands? Department of Labor. Ngaba yayiphi inkeba ayithathayo ukwenzela mina njengomqeshwa kumqeshi wami. Ukuba andifake apha kwi UIF because kwendawo esiphangela kuzo thina singabanye abantu asiyifakwa kule UIF siphangela nje. Umzekelo ndimithi ngoku and then kufuneka nje kumaternity leave. Ke ngoku le 6 months yonke mna since ndingekho kwi UIF ingaba ndizayithatha yonke le 6 months ibe yi-unpaid andipeyi andifumani niks akho benefits ndizifumanayo from umqeshwa wam. So umbuzo wam loba kwidepartment yeyiphi inxaxheba ayithathayo ukwenzela uba mna njengomqeshwa ndikwazi ukubenefitha xa ndikwi-maternity leave.
Greetings to the chairperson and the committee at large. I'm Nondumiso Makaba from Ward 42. My concern is that at the places where we are working, sometimes the employer does not register you under UIF. Now my question is, which role does the Department of Labor play in such employers? Which role do they play for me to can benefit? Just for instance, now I'm pregnant and soon I'll be going to for maternity leave. Let's say for instance, for 6 months. That will be an unpaid leave that I will be attending for 6 months. How will I survive without any income or benefits? So my question is, I really want to know, what is it that I have to do if my employer does not register me under UIF? What benefits will be there for me?
Goeiemiddag aan almal, ook vooral aan die voorsitter. Ek is Ndumiso Makaba van wijk 42. My bekommernis hier gaan oor my werkgewer wat my nie, sê byvoorbeeld my werkgewer registreer my nie vir die werkloosheids versekeringsfonds nie. Wat doen ek dan? Want dan, in die geval wat ek swanger word, gaan ek af en dan sit ek sonder inkomste. Wat staan my te doen? Hoe kan u of die vakbonde of die departement van arbeid my help om hierdie kwessie aan te spreek? Want as ek dit nie kry nie, sit ek sonder inkomste.
Kusebenza kulolu lwesu. Rest. Okay. I-case yakho siza kuyinika Zolani, uzayinika apho kuZolani, ne? Uzayifumana i-UIF.
We'll refer your case to the secretary of the committee.
Die sekretaris van die komitee sal u saak aan rapporteer en aanskryf.
Tata?
Molo sangaphambi nekomiti yepalamente yonke nabahlali siyavakala lelithetho andiyihle kakhulu kodwa ukuyajonga ifuna ukugxila kakhulu kubantu abasebenzayo kodwa nabantwana iyabakuruda elokishini esihlala kuzo abantwana abaninzi bafunyana ngoomama bangatshatanga and then nxa babhaliswa ezihosi esibhedlele babeleka kwasa kutatu kukubu hako. Aba tata pasiti leza bandwana. Aba tati ngatema. Ivi zine. Esa kota. Esa tunanga. I departmentina. Sabi kola sada chani loto. Inyazili se. Aba nita kwetu. Bakwazi upasipeite bandwana mbabu. Masa umtana mwini. Utata wake mtu mtana. Lota ata uyapanga na full time pala wazo mkasa na mtana. Enda usego na lo mwona zizini. And then he ukubona ikona jingali ebantwani ile salakuza salakuzi. Ibene comment kutata lowe we SNBC pa ewe committee akabuya ngaka announce ngalo bakazobuya. Noko ibe into ezikuthi ngihlala ekhaya nje ke mnape kwa 194 enkosi.
Greetings to the chairperson and the committee at large. I hear the bill that is being deliberated on. It's a pity that these bills refer or include only employed people. But mostly in our townships, children are born out of wedlock. The single parents who are giving birth to these children are still falling under their own parents. As a result, the child will be registered under the name of the grandfather. And then their fathers are elderly people who are employed, but there's no role that they play in maintaining the child. Even the maintenance law, there's not much that they are doing in such cases. I really want to know how can the committee help us to make those irresponsible parents to be responsible for their biological children. And my second concern is that the member who was seated there of the EFF did not come back, and he did not announce that he is not going to come back. I am from Khayelitsha.
And this one is his son.
I don't see any other hands.
Okay, Tibona is his son last week, and the fellow who born is his son last is our Pindas Pakam. And when goes Zandla, and this opinion is in here because when they are building up. Ngoku nithi xa niva abantu bethetha umntu acinga uba okay ndizawuthetha masiphakamiseni okokugqibela.
I see a new hand now. Okay, I'll give everybody chance to I'll take another round of hands. Other people did not raise their hands, but now after hearing others raising their questions, they now feel that they need to get into some. I'll take another round for the last time.
The vorige speaker said talk. Dis ek sê dit dit is jammer dat jy weet dat die toepassing is net op mense wat werk het, want hy wil ook hy brei ook uit dat daar som dat baie van die kinders wat gebore is word gebore buite die eg of buite 'n huwelik en dan word die kind gewoonlik geregistreer in die naam van die oupa en dan sal die vader wat ook op jare wat ook 'n ouer persoon is sal dan geen verantwoordelikheid dra vir die kind nie. En dan sal dan wegkom daarmee sonder dat hy enigszins verantwoordelikheid aanvaar vir die kind. En dan my tweede vraag is die EFF lid wat voorheen die baas sien ek het na die raadsaal verlaat en het nie gesê dat hy gaan terugkom nie. En ek wil net weet hoekom dit die geval is. En dan van die voorsitter se kant af, die voorsitter het gesê dat sy sien daar is nou nuwe hande wat opgesteek is en sy gaan nou nuwe ronde vra en sy nou aanvaar. Baie dankie.
The last round of questions now. Kukusisi pa one, pakamisa nizo kubal, one, ong la puting one. Kukusin? Mankale. Okay, kwa kala zimbi ini?
Only two hands on this side.
Two. Kwa kala?
This side.
Zimbi ini?
Two.
So there are four more hands. These are the last hands, members. So, kala ke puti.
You can start there.
Moduen, ikamala mbususu smoke, ndi puma kwa 42, ekukuletu. Na indobe nipunu ibuza hapa, nda haka usha kuproform. Panzi, hapa ya waterfront. Indoe enzi kani, sebeze for 3 years pa. Nda hange, ndi fumani indoe UIF. Sa-richisarisha ku Department of Labor. Xa ndisiya phaa ugxothwa kwam ndiyofaka ikhase
ndiwoaka. Khawumeke bhuti, le case yakho it's only about le you have efungazange uyifumane ne ikhona enye into ne maternity
ah
okay sizakunika umuntu kuyo ibhalisa le case yakho
zobhalisa
la case yoyo sizawuthatha i details zalo company ne details zakho and then siphinde sibuyele kuwe sinixelele masibani zabuyela njani and nizasifumana in any case naxa singabinakwazi usifumana. Okay ke masigqitha kubhuti sikhona esinye isandle besiyolicela.
There was another hand this side.
Ndinkulisa umntu wonko lapha nomama lo usiphetheyo utshela ndinguziyana mbane from kwaward 9 ekhayelitsha and kulutsha but into eyenzekayo ne ndiyabona ulutsha ingathi ayiparticipate ncam kule nto but ndifumanayo into ubana singabona like le nto i-involve us because into eyenzekayo kumaxesha amaninzi siyabona abazali bethu basikhulisa like bebodwa because of izinto ezininzi azifiki kuthi kwi-communities and abazali bethu bazifumani into ezininzi. So apho bendifuna uthetha khona phaa kwii-NPOs ezizilapha uMosaic nakusonke gender justice ndifuna uthetha le nto ubana ndicela bangene kwiindawo esihlala kuzo like ii-workshops uxela abantu ngehlobo abakwazi ngalo uasista abantu community zethu because abantu baninzi bayazi bazikhona ii-NPOs but they are there bahlele ezi-ofisini most of the NPOs aziqhubi ii-community services like zingene kumawadi wethu bacacisele abantu ngento abazenzayo because abantu baninzi nalapha ingono yethu kwayo nento yokasonga gender justice uba ukhona for uasista kwinto ezithile nokucebisa nakootata into ezithile. Ndiyabulela.
Greetings to the chairperson and the committee at large and everybody here. I'm Ziyanda Mbana from Ward 90 Khayelitsha. I'm the youth. What I've noticed is that our youth does not participate much in these processes. As much as we are fully aware that our parents are the ones who are taking care of us, and we are the victims of these problems that are explained here, mostly that we are raising kids without assistance from our partners, and then our parents have to deal with us or to see what to do to help us. And I think our youth should better get involved. And I'm coming also to the NGOs that Mosaic and Sonke. These organizations, I think they are playing a very crucial role to us. I think it's better that they would organize something like workshops or get at workshops to inform people about their agendas and their project, because there's a big role that they can play, and many times people are not aware about such organizations. I think it's very good for them to be there, but they should at least make themselves known.
Goeiedag aan almal. Voorzitter, ek is van wijk 9 in Khayelitsha, Lenard en Bana. Ek is deel van die jeug. En baie keer vind ek uit dat die jeug nie deelneem in hierdie type besprekings en prosesse wat hier gedoen word nie. Maar ons ouers het na ons omgesien en die gevalle wat hier bespreek word of die wetsontwerp wat onder die wetsontwerp val wat hier bespreek word, raak ons meer aan as ons ouers. En daarom sal het belangrik wees dat ons ook betrek word in die besprekings hieroor. Sover het gaan oor Sisonke and the Justice, die werk wat hulle doen is baie goed, maar ek sal voorstel dat hulle meer werkswinkels reël en hulle self meer bekend stel, want ek dink dat die werk wat hulle doen en die inligting wat hulle vir ons kan gee baie belangrik is. Dankie.
Kribile, sis. And sakribile, kom.
Okay.
Yes, I'm going to go.
Ah, you come to this side now.
Molen Mabulise, Kukuminti. Ika malam jingo ana galibenya. Sala ewa 39. Yungi ANC. Ima kiam, inye dapange lagu EPWP contract. For 6 months. Kodwa ndipeye imali, ndizawupeya imali 3 months, enye 3 months khange ndiyibhatale. kanti manje ndivuza kumphathi wam utshona ngapha ndinyuka ngapha ngaba ndingancedekana kwelo cala ndinaloo ngxaki yokuba ndibhatala kwinyanga entathu ndaske ndabhatala kwinyanga yesine kuba ikhontrakti iphela ngonovemba so ndifuna uqonda uba ndingathini na ndingancedekana kuloo nto ne nkosi.
Good afternoon to all. I am Anna Lubenya from Ward 39. I'm a member of the ANC. I've been working for EBWP and I've been working for some months without being getting paid. I've been paid after 3 months. So I want to know how do I deal with such a challenge. We have a table outside where then you can give your problem. Another hand this side.
Good afternoon again. Before I start, I just want to know you, this old man. Okay, thank you. My question will be for Kusatu and Soneke, Sonke. Want ek sê toe die aannemingsproses. Ons weet dat die aannemingsproses in Afrika baie stadig is. Dit vat jare om aangehoor te word. Die voorgenome aanneemouers moet berade gaan sien, maatskaplike werkers, kundiges en die kind as sulk moet ook daardie dinge deurgaan. En my vraag aan u is: wat gaan u doen? Of wat is beplan te doen? Wat vir die langdurige afwesigheid van werk wat hierdie mense moet deurgaan. Is daar kompensasie vir hulle? Of wat Sonke betref? Weens ons kinde, onkinde in ons onderskeie gemeenskappe, hoe gaan u menke bemark en bevorder? En is dit nag aansklasse wat u by hulle aanbied, of is ook deur die dag, indien deur die dag, hoe gaat die verloop van die dag werk? Dank u.
Good afternoon once again. Am I allowed to state a question? Thank you. I have questions, one for Kusatu and one for Sisonke Gender Justice. And firstly, it is about the adoption process. And this question is for Kusatu. The adoption process takes very long in South Africa. And I just want to know what is going to happen because adoptive parents still have to go and see counselors to get counseling before they can adopt children. What are you going to do about this? If they miss work or if they're not at work, will they be paid for the time that they're not at work while this process is going on? With the counseling and so forth. That's my one question. The other question is for Sisonke Gender Justice. You have lots of important information to give, but I just want to hear about this men care strategy that you have. How are you going to market this and how are you going to promote this? And if people must attend these sessions, do they have to do it after work or during working hours? And what are the consequences involved with that? Thank you.
Umbuzo yam ke mibini, omnye uya kukhosathu, omnye uya kusonke Gender Justice. Kukhosathu ke inkqubo ke ze adoption apha eMzantsi Afrika zicotha kakhulu okanye zithatha ixesha elide kakhulu. Into endifuna iqonda ke ngoku ngelo xesha ingaba mhlawumbi kwenzeka ntoni, ngaba abazali bahamba bazowuadopta umntana basiwa kwi-counseling bayodibana noontlalontle okanye kwenzeka ntoni na. Kwakhona ke kusonke Gender Justice ngifuna ukuqonda ke ngoku ezi ngcebiso nabazinikayo baqeqesha balinika abantu abangootata ngaba mhlawumbi kwezi nkqubo zabo bazenzeka nini namhlawumbi ekufuneni kwabantu emsebenzini okanye meni xa umntu eye kwezi nkqubo zabo ingaba mhlawumbi uyahlawulwa emsebenzini into esinjalo.
Questions now ziza kuphendulwa zi-presenters. I'm sure they were writing as people were asking questions, so those who had to distribute questions, I'm sure by now questions have been distributed. So who's going to be the first one? Can we start? We kept questions for you, Mr. Tepler. Let's start with the Khosatu this time.
Right, thanks very much, Chair. Thanks to the members of the public and members for the good questions. I think all the questions really enrich the discussion. I think will assist the MPs on the way forward. Look, Chair, from our side, from Khosatu, what's important for us is the issue of the principles of advancing parental paternity leave, of advancing adoption leave. And I think from there, once we're on one page, then it's a question of the modalities and so on. And of course, as Khosatu, we're open to engagement on the issues. I think, Chair, I just try to write down the questions as about relevant to myself. I think the issue of elderly leave is an important one. And again, it's enriching the discussion, it will help the MPs. I think, Chair, look, especially for African families, there's a very strong culture of taking care of parents and so on, or uncles and aunts. And yes, definitely in the current family responsibility leave of 3 days per year, that's too little. So I think that's definitely something we should be looked at. It might be a simple question of just expanding the family responsibility leave to take into account caring for your parents, etc. We know you'll never get to the perfect solution, but at least some way forward. I think to the comrade in the blue jersey, I didn't catch his name properly, I think from Ward 42. I think he raised a good suggestion around the issue of adoption leave. If you're adopting a child of 12 years, does he or she still need the same 10 weeks or 4 months? And I think you could find an appropriate balance between distinguishing between a child who's under 2 years, basically a toddler, versus a child under 12 years versus a teenager. I think you could get the right kind of differentiation and so on. I think, Comrade Chair, I can also become the spokesperson for the committee today. For the two comrades raised the issue of miscarriage. I think, comrades, there's a very good bill which is this committee adopted in May, if I'm reasonably right. It had unanimous support. It's currently in the National Council of Provinces. It's the Unemployment Insurance Amendment Bill. It's going to assist women on three areas. So if you had a stillborn birth or a miscarriage in your third trimester, you'll be entitled to the full maternity leave benefits. So that's one advancement. The other advancement is that instead of getting 54% of your salary for that 4 months of maternity leave, you would now get 66% of your salary up to the thresholds. And then the last one is that, let's say you had a birth last year, your maternity leave last year. Next year, you are retrenched or dismissed. That maternity leave payout wouldn't disadvantage you for the UIF payout. So those are separate things. So those are three very good improvements. Of course, we must just wait for the NCP to finish the process, and then hopefully the President can then sign it by December this year. So those are good advances. I think, Comrade Chair, we also want to encourage the Department of Labour to do a good publicity campaign around it, so that all comrades or workers are aware of the new rights. I think to Honourable Ollis, in terms of what are we saying around parental leave, the 10 days proposed in the bill, we're supporting it. We think it's a fantastic thing. It's not perfect, but 10 days is much more than the existing 3 days family responsibility. So we're supporting it wholeheartedly. And of course, we encourage members to support it, and let's see if we can put it into law as quickly as possible. I think to Yolanda, in terms of paternity leave being binding, I think it'll have to be binding, just like maternity leave is binding. It'll have to be a right so that the boss can say, look, I don't like you, you're lazy, you're not getting it. It has to be a compulsory leave, like with maternity, a right, in other words. I think lastly, Comrade Chair, I'm trying to be quick because of time constraints for yourselves. To the last comrade, I think it's Skippers if I got the name right. In terms of the adoption process, maybe it's also good to link that with, without putting work into my good comrade, friend Azulani, that we also link that question to the table out front. And we also would interest from our side to talk to the Department of Social Development to find out what are these blockages around adoption processes. I can imagine the Department of Social Development doesn't want to rush the adoption process to make sure you're meeting all the criteria, but I think maybe it would be good to hear from the comrade the specific issues and how do you take it up with the department. Hopefully I answered questions, Comrade Chair, and thanks very much for the chance.
Thank
Baie dankie vir die vraag van almal. Baie dankie voorsitter vir die geleentheid. Ek dink dat al die vrae verryk die bespreking baie en dit gee vir ons kans om na baie ander dinge te kyk. Vir Kusato is die beginsels baie belangrik, veral wat gaan oor ouerverlof en vaderskaps verlof. Dit is beslis daar belangrik, maar ook wat genoem is oor die verlof vir bejaardes is hier veral belangrik as ons kyk na families wat uit Afrika kom, is ouers baie belangrik vir hulle. En as ons kyk na die familieverantwoordelikheid verlof, wat net 3 dae is, is dit veel te kort. Daar moet beslis na gekyk word, maar ons weet, ons sal nooit 'n oplossing kry wat almal sal pas nie. En dan die kwestie oor die aannemingsverlof, wat iemand hier aan die ander kant oor gepraat het, ek dink dat hy reg is, daar moet onderskei word tussen kinders wat byvoorbeeld 2 jaar oud is, of kinders wat onder 12 is, of ouer as 12 is, en dan die verlof daarvolgens aanpas. Dit is 'n baie goeie punt. Dan die kwestie oor verlof vir miskrame of 'n babas wat doodgebore is, wat die moeder betref, daar is 'n wysigingswetsontwerp oor die werkloosheidsversekeringsfonds wat op die oomblik deurgekyk word en daar word gekyk om volle kraamvoordele aan die persone te gee wat hierdeur geraak word. Wanneer dit kom by 4 maande kraamverlof, dan kyk ons na die salaris, 66% van die salaris wat betaal word. Die ander kwestie wat genoem is, oor as jou kraam verlof is en as jy dan weer terug werk toe gaan, dan word jy uit diens gestel. Gaan jy voordele kry, sal jy van die werkloosheidsfonds enige uitbetalings kry. Die kwestie moet nog bespreek word. Daar moet 'n inligting sessie wees oor die nuwe regte wat ons aanvra, moet daar baie beter inligting sessie wees sodat mense kan weet wat hulle regte is. Agbare alles, die voorstel wat jy gemaak het oor die 10 dae, ek stem jou hartig met die saam. Dit is baie beter as die huidige omstandigheid. Dan die ander dame wat gepraat het oor kraamverlof, waar die werkgewer kan besluit of jy kraamverlof gaan kry of te nie. Ek dink dat as dit 'n reg is, dan kan jy nie die voordele ontse word nie. En ek dink dit is baie belangrik dat dit as 'n reg ingestel word. Ek stem ook saam met meneer Skippers oor die aannemingsproses wat so lank neem. Ons gaan met die departement van maatskaplike ontwikkeling praat om uit te vind wat die rompslomp is oor die aanneming. Ons weet dat dit baie belangrik is en mense wil nie foute begaan nie en daar moet nou keer gekyk word, maar dit neem baie lank, so ons sal ook daarna kyk. Baie dankie.
Umbake wekhefu labadala nelobuzali libaleke kakhulu ukuthi ingakumbi yapha ke kweAfrika kwezasase Afrika ibalekele nje yoba sibakhathele abadala ukuthi kuphakanyiswe imibuzo eliqela apha ngabantu abahlukahlukeneyo sibulela kakhulu imibuzo negalelo labo xa sithetha ke ngensuku ezintathu zokukhathalela ke insapho ezinsuku ezintathu ndiyayingqina into ukuthi zimfutshane kakhulu kodwa ke kunye nensuku zokhathalela abadala ndiyayingqina into yoba ke elo xesha lifutshane kakhulu kodwa ke okwangokuba umthetho sami ngolo hlobo ezinsuku ezintathu zizokhathalela abadala zikwaziqwalaselwa ke masiqwalasele xa sisebenzisa kunye ke nekhefu lokukhathalelwa kweentsapho nalongo kunjalo kwindaba yokuba ke xa umntu adopta umntana ixesha amakalinikwe emsebenzini lekhefu malibe lingakanani nam alixhomekeke kwiminyaka ndiyayingqina nam loo nto uba umntana weminyaka emibini uhlukile kwento eminyaka elishumi 2 nomdala kunalowo kwindlela yoba makabe umzali udinga ixesha engakanani na noba ke makayoadopta lo mntana akayokhathalela lo mntana. Kuphinde omnye ke wathetha ngomzali ofumane i-maternity xabe i-miscarriage uthi ke umntu ofumene i-miscarriage ixesha lakhe lekhefu limele uba liyafana kunye nexesha lomntu ke okukhefu loba eyobeleka umvuzo kwezinyangazine ngamanye amazwi ezinyangazine ke umuntu esekhefeni umeba ufumana umvuzo oyi 66% kwakhona masithi mhlawumbe umuntu esimane masikhale kulonyaka anikwe ke elikhefu ize kulonyaka uzayo kwenzeke ukuthi adendwe emsebenzini la mali yakho ye-UIF iyakunceda ukuvala isikhewu sokuba ngoku ke udendwa unelungelo loba ufumane ke imali ye-UIF nangona ke kulomthetho kwe-UIF kusafuneke ulungisiwe okanye kusebhizi kusahlonyelwa sinethemba lokuthi nsiyubiza ukhawuleza iqukumele nayo eyayo inkqubo size ke kumbuzo welungu elihloniphekileyo olethi ke mhlawumbi thina sicebisa ntoni namalunga lezi ntsuku zimele ufunyanwa ke ngumzali omngumtata ewe siyanqindana nesiphakamiso esithi mayibe ziintsuku ezilishumi sizixhatha kakhulu ke sesiphakamiso thina siyikhosathu kwakhona ke kulungu kukho umntu ke aphakamise ukuthi ke umlungu wakhe angamvumeli uba makathathe ikhefu lokuba ke eyobeleka into ezinjalo ukuba ngaba umntu unelungelo lokuba makabe unokuthatha ikhefu loyobeleka akho mntu unokunqanda kuloo ndawo kwamqeshi lowo akakwazi ukuthintela ke kuloo ndawo yokuba ke unofumana ikhefu loba mayobeleka ngenxa yokuba uphangelela yena kumnumzana uSkipa sophakamisa indaba yenkqubo elandelwayo xa umntana umntu ezoadopta umntwana ndiyayingqina loo nto balide kakhulu elaa xesha sizofuneka ke thina ke sike sizame ukhangela phaa kwisebe lezentlalontle okanye loo nontlalontle uba ngaba yintoni le ibangela uba kuthathwe ixesha elide kangaka xa kulandelwa inkqubo yokuadopta enkosi.
Thank you, Chair. I have three answers for three of the questions. It covers a few questions, and then one or two colleagues might support in answering questions as well. One clarification, our organization's name is Sonke, not Sisonke. Sonke, even though Sisonke, our name is Sonke. So the three answers. The first one, for adoption leave, our submission proposes that parents can apply for adoption leave while the child is still a child, so under 18 years. And we are very clear that adoption leave should be accessed not when the birth certificate is issued, but from permanent placement according to the Children's Act, so that the adoption leave is enacted immediately. We also propose that adoption leave is for the full 6 months, even though the child is older, because teenagers are very vulnerable, especially if they are joining a new family. They need the time for bonding. So for the period of which the leave is available, we are proposing that parents be available for that. So that's the first answer.
Goed, so ek wil net een ding duidelijk maak. Ons naam is Sonke Gender Justice, nie Sisonke Gender Justice nie. So ek gaan drie van die vrae deur, drie antwoorde wat ek kan bied, en dan sal twee van my collega's wat ons ook kan bystaan. In terme van die aanneemverlof, die ouers doen gewoonlik aansoek en dan sê hulle dit is vir 'n kind en 'n kind word geklassifiseer as enige persoon onder die ouderdom van 18 jaar. Dan is dit ook duidelik dat die toeganklikheid vir hierdie aansoek kan geskied vanaf die permanente plasing gebeur het. Hulle gaan nie wag tot die geboortesertifikaat uitgereik word nie. Dan ons is nog steeds vir die volle 6 maande verlof, ongeag die ouderdom van die kind. Want ons kyk byvoorbeeld ook na kinders wat ouer is soos tieners wat baie kwesbaar is, veral ook wanneer hulle nou in 'n nuwe gesin opgeneem word.
Xa ndiphendula ke le mibuzo ibibuziwe ndineempendulo ezintathu ukuphendula yonke le mibuzo. Okokuqala, ndifuna ulungisa igama lethu ayisiyo iSisonke, Sonke Gender Justice. Ndifuna ulungisa loo ndawo okokuqala. Xa sithetha ke ndizawuphendula le mibuzo mithathu kwagxa bam ke bazofakela kwezo ndawo ke ndingafikelanga kuzo. Xa sithetha ke ngendaba yekhefu lokuadoptwa komntwana, elikhefuli xa ke uyaadoptwa kuadoptwa umntwana akadoptwa mntu omdala umntwana nguye nabani na eneminyaka engaphantsi kweshumi elinesibhozo kwaye ke ukuze ibe le nkqubo igqibekile kuxa lo mntana sele enikezelwa ngokupheleleyo kwelo khaya okanye kwabo bazali bazoba buyamkhulisa inqaku lethu sibe nokuthi ke eli khefu thina ke sisonke sixhasa ukuthi umntu makafumane ithuba lenyaka ezintandathu lekhefu lokuadoptha nokuba iminyaka yomntana ithini na kuba abantwana bayashiyashiyana ngeemfuno zabo abantwana abaqalayo ukufikisa abakuthiwa zii-teenagers babakhaphukhaphu kakhulu kubabuthatheka kakhulu bayalidinga kakhulu inkathalelo yobuzali nenkxaso yobuzali ingakumbi nakumbi xa umntana ezibhaqa ezophila kwimeko entsha kunale beqhela uphila kuyo uyadinga ke ngoku ixesha elaneleyo lokuba alichithe naba bazali bazoba ngabazali bakhe besigxina ukususela ngexesha ekuqukunjelwe ngayo iinkqubo zasenkundleni zokuba makabe uya-adoptwa aye kwelo khaya.
Oh, sorry, my apologies. Can song get gender justice answer all the questions? Not one by one. Please.
Thank you, Honorable Chu. We will follow that process. Honorable Ollis asked the question about this diagram. In the hard copy version, there's two boxes that say 6 months. We clarified it in this diagram that we are presenting to you, but in the hard copy, it looks different. We are not yet proposing 6 months for both parents, and we may in the years to come, but the diagram that is in the hard copy version, it looks like this. For those who have the hard copy, what that diagram is intended to show is that either parent could take 6 months and then the other parent takes 10 days, and that is especially to cater for same-sex parents. So we want it to be a gender-neutral policy. So that is the first answer. The second one that I'd like to answer is about the brevity or the quickness with which we need to go through this content and to share the point that all of our submissions are available both through PMG, it will be, but also on our own website. All of our information is available. But then I will pass to Patrick and Kieran to answer the final two questions and then we are finished. Thank you.
Goed, dan wil ek net verwys na hierdie diagram wat agbare alles ook na versoek het, waar hy gepraat het van dit wys in die diagram dat albei 6 maande is. Dit is gekorrigeer wanneer u kyk na die harde kopie, maar wat ons net graag daarmee op hierdie stadium wil ons nie nou al die 6 maande voorstel nie, maar wat dit eerder voorstel is dat daar geslaggelykheid is. So dit beteken dat enige ouer kan die 6 maande neem. Dit gaan nie net noodwendig die ma wees nie. Dan alle indienings wat is ook beskikbaar op ons webtuiste en ek gaan nou oorgee aan my twee kollegas om die verdere antwoorde te gee.
Kandisiza kumbuzo obuchatshazelwe ngohloniphekileka Ollis uthetheke ngediagram yethu ekhangeleka ngathi sithi bobabini abazali mabanikwe i-6 months. I-diagram yethu siyilungisile sithi 6 months ke komnye umzali beyi-10 days komnye kodwa ke injongo zethu eziphambili zezokuthi makubekho uma kulingane ngokwesini kubazali bobabini kube banofumana ikhefu elinganayo nelifanayo.
Thank you, Honourable Chair, and thank you to the Members of Parliament and the House at large. My name is Karen Reese, and I'm from an organisation, Mosaic, and we co-submitted our submission with Sonke Gender Justice. I wanted to respond to the question, and I think it was Mr. Skippers that raised the question about what about somebody with multiple partners, whether they be permanent partners, whether they be married or just partners, and then therefore having multiple children, and that could happen at the same time. We stand by the position that the need for a comprehensive parental care policy or law is to ensure, firstly, that there is care for a child. A child needs adequate care, and they did not ask to be born into a certain family structure. So that's definitely something we would stand by. The second is that we're looking at this policy as a way to work towards gender equality. And with that comes the equitable division of care work.
So dividing care work, which is often unpaid, to divide that equally between both parents, whether they be same sex, whether they be of the opposite sex, and whether they be biological or adopted. So we would look at it from that standpoint.
So my name is Karen Riesing. En ek wil net bydra sê, ek dink daar is 'n kwessie wat meneer Skeepers geopper het vir wanneer iemand meer as een lewensmaat het. Dit is ongeag of hulle nou getroud is al dan nie, en dat dit dan ook kan gebeur dat hulle baie kinders gaan hê en dit gebeur op dieselfde tyd vir al wat meer as een lewensmaat het. Dan nou die behoefte vir die wet is net te verseker dat die kind wel kan sorg kry, want nou dit is nie die kind se keuse gewees om gebore te word in die struktuur waarin hy gebore word nie. En dan die wet kyk ook ter bevordering van geslagsgelykheid, waar daar 'n gelyke verdeling ten opsigte van die sorg moet geskied tussen ouers. Dit ongeag of dit nou 'n ma of 'n pa is, of dit ouers is van dieselfde geslag, aanneem ouers al dan nie.
Om nog eens te pas te pakken te enda, om te gaan klaar, om nu mijn abandu abalik bij langen te schilderen, ja, kalender wat kap nog eens te gaan klaar, die baben die maar bang te schilderen, ja. Sithike ngokuthatha uzokuthathela ophi mhlawumbe ikhefu nje njalo. Ndingasho ukuthi ke thina ke sisonke sihloniphe umthetho. Umthetho uthi umntana uyayidinga inkathalelo yomzali nokuba uzelwe phi na, kuba umntana akaziceleli ukuthi yena makazalelwe emtshatweni okanye ngaphandle komtshato okanye ngowesingaphi umzali ngowokuqala okanye ngowesibini okanye ngowesithandathu akaziceleli umntana loo nto. Qha into esimikuyo umntana uyayidinga inkathalelo yomzali nokuba uphi na, ezalwa ngowuphi na umzali. Kwakhona ke siphinde siqwalasele nendawo yoba ke ngokomthetho ke ukamakulengwane nalapho ebazalini sinqwenela ukuthi abazali mabafumane amalungelo alinganayo afanayo nokuba mhlawumbi batshate besisini esingafaniyo okanye basisini esifanayo, kodwa sikwinto yoba mabafumane amalungelo mayihlonishwe ukuthi makubekho ukulingana ke ngokwesini.
Thank you, Comrade Chair and members of Parliament. The other question that was given to Sonke was around the issue of visibility of Sonke to the communities that we claim to be serving. I think I need to be very clear on this one. We are trying our best. We are having a physical presence in Khayelitsha. We're having a physical presence in Kokuretu NY1 at the clinic, Mama knows it. I speak on Kanyaka Yazana every Monday. Kanyaka Yazana with Lulu. Now you can realize this voice now. Kanyaka Yazana, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Wednesdays we are at Elsibonele, 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. Bush Radio, Heldebeck. There's quite a number of community radio stations that we're actually filling ourselves in. We're using even City Vision, using Bugani to reach out to people, by all means. But we are trying, especially if our government, through its departments, can provide us changing the better. But how can you forget about Sonke? We are that organization that took Malema to court when there was that ordeal. Remember? We were that organization that made him to say simple words, "I am sorry." That was us. So how can you say Sonke is not visible? We are more than just being visible. Again, colleagues and friends, she asked a question here that says, what if the employer refuses to grant you a leave if it is passed to Parliament?
That question has been responded
sure,
to
yeah.
Dr. Sadu. So
okay, thank you. Let me save my breath on that one. The other one was around, I think the last one, the Men Care Program. We've been working with the city of Cape Town, again partnering with them, so that we can reach as many communities as we can. Even there, we're just making sure that we are using the cost effectively. But I hear what you're saying. We will come to your community. Please, we'll give you our details. Tell your ward councillors, because ward councillors, they do have budgets as well, through IDPs. To strengthen the work that we are doing, we can come to your communities directly. But in terms of when are we doing our programs, we customize our programs as per the client's request. If you want us to come at your church after at 6 o'clock in the evening until 10 o'clock, we will be there. If you want us to come Saturdays, we are there. As per your need, we are flexible. Thank you.
Goed, baie dankie. Ek gaan net die vraag beantwoord wat ook is rondom die lewensvatbaarheid van ons program in die gemeenskap. Wel, ek moet net sê, ons probeer ons absolute bes. Ons het 'n fisiese teenwoordigheid in Kayalisha, Guguletu, soveel meer. En ons is ook gereeld op verskeie gemeenskapsradiostasies waar ons gehoor word, gewoonlik van 10 tot 11 in die oggende. En dan, ons sal net soveel meer werk aan doen wanneer die regering vir ons die nodige fondse ook kan verskaf. En dan die ander kwestie is net, hoe kan u vergeet wie is Sonke? Sonke, ons die mense wat meneer Malema hof toe gevat het, en om te forceer het op die ouend om die woorde te opper, ek is jammer. En dan nou, die ander kwestie wat geopper is oor die verlofwetsvirus, is reeds deur Kusato hanteer, ons het dit toe laat staan. En dan wanneer kom by Mencare, ons werk saam met die stad Kaapstad as 'n vennoot, om te kyk dat ons soveel moontlik mense kan bereik op die mees doeltreffendste wyse. En dan asseblief versprei die woord in julle wyke, sê vir die raadslede ook om dit verder daar te versprei. En dan nou wanneer ons kyk na wanneer hierdie klasse op die ondersteuning gebied word, dit is per die kliënt se behoefte. So ons pas aan op u versoek. Byvoorbeeld as u wil hê ons moet na u kerk toe kom van 6 tot 10 in die aande, ons doen dit. As u wil hê ons moet op 'n Saterdag na u toe kom, ons doen dit ook. Dit hang maar net af van u behoefte.
Mina kentie sa uphenda lenda kwakuthiwa uSonke akabonakali. USonke uyabonakala kakhulu phaya eMakhayelitshe eGuguletu enoyi-1. Kanti ke napha kumhlobo wenene khona inkqubo kalulu ekuthiwa ngukhanya gqiyazana. Ndiyacinga abanye ilizwi xa belive noba bayalikhumbula, kanti nakwiredio zibonele sinexesha lethu, nakwezinye ke izikhululo zenomathotholo, nakwiphepha labahlali City Vision noVukani, njalo njalo. Nikwazi njani ukumlibala uSonke, ingusonke nje owathi wamangalela umnumzana uMalema wamsenkundleni, wamenza ukuthi makakwazi ukusebenzisa amagama nje alula ukuthi ndicela uxolo. Kwindawo yokuba ke kukho umqeshi angavumeli umsebenzi wakhe makathathe ikhefu loba yobeleka, seyiphenduliwe ke ngukhonsathi uLondawo. Ngokumalunga nenkathalelo yenkqubo yenkathalelo yabantu abangootata, sizama ukusebenzisana nesixeko saseKapa ukuze sizame ukuba sinabe kangangoko sinako iinkqubo zethu ziye ebahlaleni. Kanti ke kwaba nezalambisa ilizwi nesimeme koceba nakwiintlanganiso zabahlali oceba banazo iibhajethi zenkqubo abanosimema kuzo. Kanti nasezinkonzweni niyasimema, iba nini abathozelayo leliphini ixesha nifuna siye ngalo ukuyokwenza ke inkqubo yokunikezela iinkqubo zethu okanye iimfundiso zethu ezinkonzweni, noba kungentsimbi yesithandathu ukuya kweyeshumi emva kwemini okanye ngempelaveki. Zonke ezo zinto zenzeka ngokwendlela esicelwe ngazo bomasizo zenza kwanye soyinikezela loo nkqubo yethu. Siyacela ukuthi xa sisuka apha hambisani ilizwi ukuthi uSonke ukhona, nimkhumbuze uSonke ukuthi usengulowa wayethathe umnumzana uMalema wamsenkundleni. Enkosi.
Thank you. We are left with Mr. Teblanche. Questions. Over to you. Thank you.
Als dan meneer Teblanche vraag het oorblijf.
Thank you, Honorable Yevgeny. Thank you to the members of the Portfolio Commission and Labour. Thank you to each and everyone sitting out here. Isn't democracy great? We've got different interpretations, we've got our own ideas, we're sitting around the table peacefully, we're chatting, we're forming new legislation. Isn't it great? I think we all deserve a hand for that.
Now, thank you, the Afghan President Yevgeny. Ek wil net sê, is demokrasie nie fantasties nie, baie dankie en apparede, is demokrasie nie fantasties nie, ons sit allemaal hier, ons is bezig om die wetgeving te formuleer, ons sit op een vreedsame manier en ons deel ons opinies uit oor wat moet gebeur. Is demokrasie nie fantasties nie, baie dankie.
Ek ook ndiyabulela ke kusikalo wekomiti uma Muyengeni, ndibukele indlela esihlelwe ngayo apha ngamalungu epalamente, ngamalungu asekuhlaleni, siyabelana, sijula ingxoxo, sisabelana ngezimvo, into esinjalo. Ingaba ulawulo lwentando lwesininzi elibisa idemokrasi alukho mnandi ngolo hlobo, sifanelekile uba siyaziqhwabela izandla. Ndiyayibulela kakhulu loo nto.
The question that was raised by Bazolo Mtini, I hope I pronounce it right. Thank you. With regards to the white paper on families, remember 2013, we go a little bit back, the South African family was on various fronts. People couldn't fulfill their roles, they couldn't take care of their children, they couldn't fulfill their nurture responsibilities. And so the white paper, there was various organizations that was involved with the drafting of this white paper. It was also around the table, there was public participation. So the white paper then was introduced to sort of strengthen the South African families. Now the important thing is, I just highlighted paternity leave. For example, that was as far as you could see, was there was different responsibilities assigned to different departments. Whether they've done what they were supposed to do, I don't know. I've asked the questions. But let's leave it there before I get slapped on the wrist again. But the important thing is, the next question is, what would have been the situation today in South Africa? I don't know. But if I go back on the research that was done in the past in other countries, then I'm actually like very like hopeful that although it's a little bit later, we can still change it. We've seen domestic violence being reduced. We've seen a share in household caretaking. Like, how many fights in a house starts you haven't done the dishes? Those things will be reduced because people would actually say, hey, maybe you take off, let me do the dishes. It's simple things. But that is the thing with regards to paternity leave. You can strengthen, not only paternity leave, but other factors can strengthen the households. And at the end of the day, it's about our children. They are the future leaders. We've already lived our lives. So let's try to make the better life and better South Africa for each and everyone, and especially for our little youngsters. Thank you.
Ek wil die vraag, beantwoord, wanneer het kom by die wetskrif, en ek wil die vraag terugvat na 2013 toe, want in hierdie geval praat ons met versterking van die gesin. En dit is waar oor dit gaan. In 2013 het die gesin hierdie vermoe gehad. Was die gesin nie so sterk nie, was die gesin onder bedreiging gewees. En kon nie sorg nie, die wetskrif wou is geskep deur verskeie vennote, juist om die gesin te kan versterk. En dit gee dan verantwoordelikhede aan onderskeie departemente. Wat ons kyk dan nou ook in hierdie geval na geweld in die huishouding. En byvoorbeeld dit gebeur en dit word veroorsaak deur die kleinste goed, soos jy het byvoorbeeld jy die skottel goed gewas nie. En in daai verband, wanneer dit kom by die vaderskap verlof, dan word die gesin versterk, want daai soort van twis word uitgeskakel, want dit gaan hoofsaaklik oor die kinders. En dit is waar dit gaan oor die versorging van die kinders, dat ons kan sien dat kinders ordentlike sorg kry.
Kumbuzo kaMnumzane Mthene omalunga ke nomgaqo wenkubo ngomalunga nentsapho yaseMzantsi Afrika. Ndingafuna nje ukubuya umva kancinci ntele ngonyaka ka-2013. Ngonyaka ka-2013 apho kuthiwa kaqulunqwa khona lo mgaqo wenkqubo, ukulunqwa ke ngabantu abasuka kwiingalo ezahlukahlukeneyo abo bathi bahlala khona phantsi kuba iintsapho zaseMzantsi Afrika bezingadibenanga bezingamanyananga bekulawula ubundlobongela basekhaya kuxatyanwa ngeento ezingenamsebenzi iinto nje ezinjengokuhlamba kwezitya ndaweni yoba omnye umlingane ibe nguye othi mhlawumbi khawuyeke namhlanje sikhe zenziwe njim okakudibana ngokulwandoloza ke abantwana kayisincesane kwaseqaleni ke ngokukhulisa okanye ngokukuthatha inkathalelo yomntana kwakha ukomelela kweentsapho kwandise ukuhlalisana ngoxolo nothando kuba ke ubundlobongela ekhaya buqhubeka indlela ezahlukahlukeneyo ngeento ezingenamsebenzi okuliwa ngazo. Kungoko ke ndifaka isimemo ndibongoza ukuthi kathi sonke abantu baseMzantsi Afrika masimanyaneni sakhe ubomi obungcono, sakhe iintsapho ezingcono emakhayeni ethu khona ukuze sakhe uMzantsi Afrika ungcono.
Apologies, Honorable Nangini, thanks for the reminder. I think she's a great mother. With regards to the other one that relates to the elder care, Sebi, thank you. Yes, 3 days might not be sufficient, but what have we learned today? We take baby steps to getting it. We can't have
I would love to have more than 3 days. But let's start with that 2 days. Let's see how it works. Let's test the ground. But sometimes, if we amend that family responsibility leave, for example, to from 3 to 5 days, and we amend the definition, and we've got 5 days, that doesn't mean you've got to take the full 5 days. Remember, family responsibility leave is in an annual cycle of 12 months. But, on the other hand, like, it's a good start. Sometimes we've got, if we don't have then, if the bill gets passed with the elder care, for example, and we run out of those 3 days, then we can maybe take annual leave. Our parents are very important. They play a crucial role in our daily lives. Today I've got to be here at the presentation. My wife is currently away on business. I've got a caregiver that's looking after my 2 sons that's ill. My mother-in-law is currently looking after the children. Isn't that great that she cares so much, taking time off? Wouldn't it be great if I can take her also sometimes? She's got cancer, to take her to her appointments and things like that. Just to say thank you. And if I may correct you on this grumpy, let's don't call them grumpy. Let's call them yesterday's heroes. They played a vital role. And we need to acknowledge their role. Even, for example, today in business, isn't it great to have them as mentors, to teach you this is the way? If you need advice, your parents, if it's 2 o'clock in the morning, they're there. So let's try to also say thank you to them. This might take a while, but let's start today. When we go out to our homes and say, we appreciate what you've done. We care for you. And we would like to make this in aid of you, what you've done for us, so that we can also take care of you. Look, maybe then the grumpy thing comes in. But I know my parents. If you want to give them help and assistance, they say, no, no, I can cope. But also then, let's respect that. But thank you for the great question.
Wanneer het kom by die bejaardesorg, verlof wil ek net hier sê, kom ons vat dit in klein treeës. Ons begin met wat daar is, ons begin, ons kan later uitbrei indien dit nodig is, maar kom ons begin met klein treeës. Ek wil sê, byvoorbeeld, ons kan dit wysig later na 5 dae, ons kan selfs die definisie daarvan wysig, die gesin verlof, maar onthou dit, hierdie gesin verantwoordelikheid verlof werk in 'n siklus van 12 maande. En ek wil byvoorbeeld my eie myself as 'n voorbeeld gebruik. Ek is hier so vandag om 'n voorlegging te maak. My vrou is weg op besigheid en as 'n sorggewer is my skoonma besig om te kyk na my kinders. Ek is hier voor om te sê dat sy moet gaan om na my kinders. As ons aan ons kant ook kan dankie sê vir dit wat ons ouers vir ons gee. En wanneer dit kom by die nikkerige opmerking wat maak, hoe ons sê nie, dat mense is nie nikkerig nie. Ons sê dit is 'n manier om dankie te sê, dit is bejaarde mense, hulle het kennis, wanneer ons ook al raad nodig het, dan gaan ons na hulle toe, dan vra ons vir hulle raad, en hulle gee vir ons daarin nodige raad, so dat ons oor die weg kan kom. So, kom ons gee om vir die ou mens, vir ons bejaarde mense, kom ons sorg vir hulle, en ons vat dit in klein treetjies, en as dit nodig is, dan kan ons dit aanpas, dankie.
Xa sithetha ngenkathalelo yasebekhulile okanye abantu abadala ndiyangqina indaba ethi ke iintsuku ezintathu noko lixesha elincinci kakhulu kodwa ke isesisiqalo esi masiqale ke ngemithi emincinci ukuze sithi egameni kwethu uba siyabona ukuthi ayincedi sandule ke ukufuna ukuyandisa loo mithi yethu umzekelo isenotshintsha nendlela ebizwa ngayo mhlawumbi ibizwa ngoba lusuku lokukhathalela intsapho eluthatha pho umntana kwakhona 5 days ngonyaka iselwa njalo xa kuthe kwenzeka mhlawumbi ezi ntsuku zakho ziphele usadinga elinye ixesha uthole sekha kwikhefu lakho lo nyaka iinto ezinjalo ewe abazali bethu bayidinga inkathalelo yethu kuba kaloku umzekelo thina ngoku siyaphangela umzekelo ndenza umzekelo ngam ndiyaphangela mna ndilapha inkosikazi ayikho ihambele ezoshishini iinto ezinjalo abantwana badinga umzali obakhathalela umazala wam nguye odlala indima yoba ngumzali nogcina nolondoloza abantwana bam phaa ekhaya kungoba kutheni ke xa semdala yena mhlawumbi kwenzeka abe nesifo
sephepha kanye mhlambi i-cancer mna ndingenokuthi kwazi uthetha ikhephu ndizame ukuyohoyana naye ngokwenza umbulelo wam. Kwamzekelo nangoku siphilayo esenamandla siyakwazi uhamba siye kuye siyofuna iingcebiso, basicebise nje kahle njengabazali basibonise ukuthi ebomini masenze into na nto na ukuze sikwazi ubelana nobomi. Xa sele bebadala ke beyasakwazi uzenzela nto, kufanelekile ukuba sithathe njengeqaliva lethu ukuba senze umbulelo wethu ngokuthi ke sibakhathalele nabo ekwaluphaleni kwabo xa begula.
Thank you. We have come to the end of our questions and interaction, meaning it's the end of the meeting that we had today. I wish to thank everybody who put aside everything and be part and come and be part of this public hearings. Thank you to the presenters as well. Rest assured that everything that has been said in these public hearings have been recorded by us, and as we will be interacting on the final amendment, we will take everything into consideration. But that does not mean that each and everything that has been raised here is going to be appearing in the bill. We will take everything into consideration, and then the final bill will take it to Parliament. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
And the meeting. Before, I see everybody is jumping. You don't need any interpretation anymore, eh? No, eh? They say no. And the meeting is adjourned. Thank you. Yes.